Who knows? Maybe the Lord has said to him, 2 Samuel chapter 16 and 17. Today, we'd like to see the title of Who Knows? Maybe the Lord has said to him in 2 Samuel chapter 16 and 17. To another word of souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 16, verse 3 and 4, then the king said, "And where is your master's son?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is staying in Jerusalem, for he said, 'Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me.'" So the king said to Ziba, "Here, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours." And Ziba said, "I humbly bow before you, that I may find favor in your sight, my lord, O king." Whether or not Ziba's answer is true in the scripture, and what can we learn from David's answer? In chapter 16, verses 11 and 12, "And David said to Abishai, all his servants, 'See how my son, who came from my own body, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day.'" What do these mean in the context, and how can we apply these to our lives? Last question, in chapter 17, verse 14. "So Absalom and all the men of Israel said, 'The advice Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel, for the Lord had purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring digest on Absalom.'" What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Today, we'd like to see two chapters 16 and 17. 16 verses 1 to 4, the dishonest of Ziba, the Mephibosheth's servant. Chapter 16, verses 5, 14, Shimei's curse to David. Chapter 16, 15 up 23, Ahithophel's advice for Absalom in Jerusalem. 17, 1 to 14, advices of Ahithophel and Hushai. 17, 15, 29, Hushai's message delivered to David. In the last time, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 37, "So Hushai, David's friend, went into the city, and Absalom, the third son, came into Jerusalem. Upon Absalom's rebellion against David, David worshipped at the top of Olivet, and he set up 5 spies for the chain of messages. Hushai as a counselor of Absalom to defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. It became 2 later. Number 2, Zadok Abiathar, the priest, as a recipient of any messages from Hushai at the palace ruled by Absalom. And the last, Ahimaazah and Jonathan, the sons of the priests, as the deliverers of the messages or messengers from the priest." And so David has been reported after Absalom came into Jerusalem. Chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. when David was a little past the top of a mountain, there was a Ziba, the servant to Mephibosheth, who met him with a couple, saddled the donkeys, and on them the Mount of Olives, on them 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 some of fruit, and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean to do with these?" So Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and some of fruit for the young man to eat, and the wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink." Verse 3 and 4, then the king said, "And where is your master's son?" And Ziba said to Cain, "Indeed, he is staying in Jerusalem, for he said, 'Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father,'" which means sold the king, former king, to me. So the king said to Ziba, "Here, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours." And Ziba said, "I humbly bow before you, that I may find a favor in your sight, my lord, O king." 1 to 4, the dishonest of Ziba, the Mephibosheth's servant, while David was escaping from Jerusalem against Absalom's invasion, David met Ziba. Ziba provided 100 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 summer fruit, and a skin of wine for David and his young man. 3 and 4, question 1. Ziba's answer to David about Mephibosheth's sin: "Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my fathers to me," was inconsistent with the lame Mephibosheth's statement. "He has slandered your servant to my lord the king." Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, or the grandson of Saul, being treated kindly by Jonathan's sake by David. Jonathan was David's close companion. But without checking the fact, David quickly said all which Mephibosheth was a Ziba. David should have withheld to say until listened to the other party. Although later he said to divide the land between Ziba and Mephibosheth. So that one. 5 up to 14. Now when King David came to Bahurim, there was a man from family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. Coming from there, he came out cursing continuously as he came. 5 to 14. Shimei cursed David. Shimei, the Benjamite, continually cursed David. "You bloodthirsty man, you rogue," and threw stones at David. 6. He threw stones at David and all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand, on his left. And Shimei said this, when he cursed, come out, you bloodthirsty man, you rogue. The Lord has brought upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son. So now you are caught in your own evil, because you are bloodthirsty man. Shimei's curse upon you, all blood of the house of Saul, was unjustified, because the death of Saul and his three sons were caused the battle with the Philistine. Verse 9, then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this death curse my lord the king, please let me go over, take off his hat. But the king said, what have I to do with you, your son's Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, curse David. Who then did say, why have you done so? Although Abishai, his soldier, asked David to kill Ziba, but Shimei killed Shimei, David said, let him do so, because God might have allowed him in the light of his adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah. David tolerated the slander, letting the Lord judge. For example, let him alone and let him curse. In verse 11, God must know what David was long enduring or suffering and would judge him in his time and his way. So, yeah. Later did so through Solomon. Close reference right here, verse 11, 12. See how my son, who came from my own body, seek my life. How much more now may this Benjamin let him alone and let him curse, for the so the Lord has ordered him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day. David believed that the Lord would look on his affliction with, and that the Lord would repay him with good cause for his cursing this day. Letter fulfilled by Solomon. That's cross reference right there. 15 up to 23. Meanwhile, Absalom and all people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. And so it was when Hushai, the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, long live the king, long live the king. 15 up to 23. Ahithophel's advice for Absalom. In Jerusalem, Absalom and his followers conquered Jerusalem. Ahithophel, the former counselor of David, became the counselor of Absalom. Hushai, as a spy of David, became the counselor of Absalom. 17, so Absalom said, Hushai, is this your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend? And Hushai said to Absalom, no, but whom the Lord and his people and all the men of Israel choose, I will be, and with him I will remain. So, spy is wrong. Furthermore, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in your father's presence, so will I be in your presence. Then Absalom said, Ahithophel, give an advice as to what we should do. And Ahithophel said to Absalom, go in to your father's concubines, whom he has left to care the house, and all Israel will hear that you are abode by your father. Then the hands of all who are with you will be strong. So they pitched a tent for Absalom on top of the house, and Absalom went in to his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. In that time culture, whenever a king conquered another kingdom, the conquered king's harem became the property of the new king. Hereby, Ahithophel counseled by Absalom going into David's concubine, there was a tent on the top of house in the sun, fulfilling Nathan's prophecy, raise up adverse against you from your own house, take your wives before your eyes, lie with your wives in the side of this sun. 23. Now the other verse I talked about, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired as the oracle of God. So was all the other verse I talked about, both with David and with Absalom. The other verse I talked about was as if, or like an inquiry at the oracle of God. It looked wise, but it was foolish, because Absalom's done this disgraceful thing, preclude any treaty being created between David and Absalom. In the future. So the other verse was like an inquiry at the oracle of God, but was not an inquiry at the oracle of God. For example, Lucifer was like the Most High, but Lucifer is not the Most High. Gabriel is like Jesus, but Gabriel is not Jesus, because Jesus is God, rather than creature. So this is a close reference right there. Chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Now let me choose 12,000 men. I will arise and pursue David tonight. I will come upon him while he is weary or tired and weak, and make him afraid, and all the people who are with him will flee, and I will strike only the king. Then I will bring back all the people to you when all return, except the man whom you seek. All the people will be at peace." 1-14, advices of Ahithophel and Hushai. Ahithophel's advice of his immediately killing only weary with David with 12,000 men, but Hushai's advice of altogether defeating David and his followers who are mighty. Prevailed. Then Absalom said, "Now call Hushai the Archite also, let us hear what he says to you." And when Hushai came to Absalom, Absalom spoke to him, saying, "Ahithophel has spoken this manner. Shall we do as he said? If not, speak up." So Hushai said to Absalom, "The advice that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time. For said Hushai, you know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are enraged in their minds, like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is a man of worry, and will not camp with the people. Surely by now he is hidden in some pit, or in some other place, and will be, when some of them are overthrown at the first, that whoever hears it would say, there is a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom. And even he who is valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt completely. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are valiant men or courageous men. Therefore I advise that all Israel be fully gathered to you from Dan to Beersheba, like the sand that is by the sea for the multitude. And then you go to battle in person, so we will come upon him in some place where he may be found, and will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground, and over him and all the men who are with him. There shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he has withdrawn into a city, then all Israel shall bring ropers to that city, and will put it into the river until there is not one small stone found there. So Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel. For the Lord had purposed to defeat the good advice Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring disaster on Absalom." Absalom and the old man of Israel chose Hushai, otherwise reading Ahithophel advice. Somebody said if Absalom followed Ahithophel advice, David surely would be killed instantly. It is not so, because the Lord had a purpose to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring justice on Absalom. It means even if so, anyhow, God will deliver David from Ahithophel and his men. But God allowed the counsel of Hushai to stand to get rid of Absalom in this battle. This view is subject to sovereign God's predestination and foreknowledge characteristics beyond our comprehension, like Romans chapter 8, 29. Verse 15 up 29. Then Hushai said to Jada, Abiathar the priest, "Thus and so Ahithophel advised Absalom and the elders of Israel, and this and so I have advised. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, do not spend this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily cross over. Test the king and all the people who are with him be swallowed up." Now Jonadab and Ahimaaz stayed at the Enrogel, for they dared not to be seen coming into the city. So their female servant would come and tell them, and they would go and tell King David. Nevertheless, the lad saw them and told Absalom, but both of them went away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, who had a well in his court, and they went down into it. Then the woman took a spread of covering of the well's mouth and spread ground grain on it, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house, they said, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonadab?" So the woman said to them, "They have gone over the water brook." And when they had searched and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. Now it came to pass, after they had departed, that they came up out of the well and went and told King David, and said to David, "Arise and cross over the water quickly, for this has Ahithophel advised against you." Hushai's message delivered to David, Hushai's message to cross over speedily, was a secret delivered through Zadok and Abiathar, via female servants, and through their sons Jonathan and Ahimaaz to David, as it was planned in the last chapter 15. So David and all the people were able to cross over the Jordan by morning light. David and all the people came to Mahanaim, where they were able to eat and sleep. All the people who were with him arose and crossed over the Jordan by morning light. Not one of them was left who had not gone over the Jordan. Now when Ahithophel saw that his advice was not followed, he saddled the donkey and rode and went home to his house, to his city. Then he put his household in order and hanged himself and died, and he was buried in his father's tomb. Verse 23, Ahithophel committed suicide. Suicide is one of the cruelest things that a person can do with free will, the divine gift. Suicide is never a solution, but the decedent leaves so many times the problem to believe it the family members and friends' mind and heart. For example, one elderly sister in Christ, they had been so faithful to other believers and to the Lord, but in her heart she had been feeling sorry for her mother's suicide for all her life, until she had moved into heaven. It's noted the question whether or not the decedent was saved is often asked. At the time of the conduct of suicide, whether or not he or she believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior would determine his or her salvation or position salvation only through the Lord, according to John chapter 16, based upon faith alone. Then David went to Mahanaim, and Absalom crossed over the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. Absalom made Amasa captain of the army instead of Joab. This Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Jithra, an Israelite who had gone into Abigail, the daughter of Nahashi, sister of Jeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom encamped in the land over Gilead. David went to Mahanaim, where Jacob had met the angels of God on the way to meet Esau for reconciliation. Share above the map, cross reference right here. Joab the captain left with David from Jerusalem, but Amasa stayed in Jerusalem, becoming the captain of Absalom. Amasa and Joab were cousins by mother's side. 26. So Israel and Absalom encamped in the land of Gilead. Now it happened when David had come to Mahanaim that Shobi, the son of Nahashi from Rabbah of the people of Amnon, Machir, the son of Amiel from Lo-debar, and Barzillai, the Gileadites from Rogelim, brought the beds and basins, earthen vessels, and wheat, barley, flour, parched grain and beans, lentils and parched seed, honey and curds, sheep and cheese of the herd, for David and the people who were with him to eat. For they said, "The people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness." So they took it. So we covered all the questions. Let's continue praying for European Union mission. So whenever the Lord leads, we are following that is a mission. Delivery of the words of God, in gospel, and